Welcome to the Clarity Corner, where you'll discover how to unlock and express the most authentic version of you and realize that this is exactly what you were looking for the entire time. I'm your host and your coach, Megan Siemens. Now let's make some magic happen. Hello, hello, my lovely friend. Welcome back to the Clarity Corner. Today we are doing a solo episode, me and you, where I'll move you through some considerations, some self-coaching practices. And also I just really want to talk about some themes that I'm currently seeing pop up in the collective, meaning many of us are experiencing these things all at once, all together. And I just find it so affirming to know that I'm not alone in something that's popping up. And I find that, you know, so often when I share with my clients or my close circle, the at times confusing patterns that are happening, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's happening to me too. There's so much magic in vulnerability and connections. There really, truly is so much magic in that. And that in itself is an action step to take, because today we're going to be talking about specifically navigating some big feelings, some big emotions. And I think very specifically, I think two things have been coming up for myself and in many conversations I've been having recently. One being big feelings in relationship dynamics. So that can be romantic, that can be friendship, that can be family dynamics, but also navigating two contrasting emotions at once. So oftentimes I see this come up with clients when they're like, things are going so great right now. Like things are really working out. Things are feeling really good. Like things are coming to life, manifesting, if you will, which if that word makes you cringe, just think coming alive. Things that you've been thinking of, things that you've been dreaming up are coming alive. Things are great. And why don't I feel fully happy? You know, there's sadness coming up. There's frustration coming up. What is wrong with me is usually the question. And the answer, spoiler alert for everything we're going to share, is absolutely nothing is wrong with you. It is so normal. It is so human to experience two emotions at once. And even if you're not in like an extraordinary chapter, I think a really common pattern that I hear with the people I work with is everything's fine. Everything is fine. I have things that I should be grateful for. You know, maybe you checked all of the boxes, like you did all of the shoulds, you followed the standard checklist of life, and you're like, but why can't I feel fully grateful? Or why do I feel so frustrated? And one that's so incredibly human. And I also realize hearing like, hey, that's really human can feel frustrating in itself. So we're going to talk through some considerations and practices you can move through. You know, one of the things that really taught me this lesson of feeling two contrasting emotions at once was truly navigating grief. If you've ever navigated grief and loss, then you might know the feeling of such deep sadness that almost instantly can turn into happiness, or the other way around. You're in deep happiness for a memory that turns into anger or resentment. And there's something about grief that teaches you, if you're open to it and if you're fully present to it, that that is so okay. And I actually wrote an entire article on this that I will link up in the show notes. There's going to be a lot of resources linked up in the show notes today. So definitely check those out to support you if this is something that you are navigating. But I think where I want to really start is something that my dear friend and brilliant spiritual mentor, Mandy Shakatano, shared with me. I think we were Voxering yesterday about some of these feels that are coming up. She was congratulating me on my new home. Andrew and I have recently moved into a beautiful space. We now live near the ocean, so I've been able to have a new morning routine with the water. We've gone on afternoon walks with the water. It's been magical. And she was celebrating me in that. And in my voice note back, I shared, you know, thank you. I'm feeling amazing. Everything feels so good. I feel so grounded in this new space. I feel home. Our last place that we were living, I very much did not feel at home, which is maybe a story for a different time, but I feel at home. And in the very same breath, I have been navigating some old patterns resurfacing seemingly out of nowhere that have been really hard and sticky to navigate. And they've had a lot of tears and they've had a lot of sadness and they've had a lot of anger. And so here I am in this like extraordinary new chapter, also feeling like, WTF, why are these patterns back? And I know that can be such a common feeling if you are into your personal development, into your self-growth journey. That can be such a common feeling in itself of like, why are these patterns back? And, you know, what I believe to be true, and you can choose if you believe this to be true or not, but I believe that we all come to this life with certain lessons that we're going to learn and relearn over and over again. And I also believe that some lessons have layers to the way that they heal. And we might think that we've fully healed something, but it's going to pop back in. Sometimes I call it a little test from the universe or from God. Sometimes I think that we're just meant to learn a deeper lesson within it. So once again, affirming that there's nothing wrong with you. If this is something you're navigating, this is so common and you are so not alone in it. And so this brings me back to my conversation with Mandy. Mandy is brilliant at all things kind of astrological patterns. And she always shares kind of what's going on in the cosmos with me. She's one of my favorite resources for that. And she was sharing with me about the eclipse season that we're in, and it was so potent and powerful for me. I want to take a few moments to read to you about this eclipse season that we're in, because the people I have shared with it, the clients, the friends, even my partner, my wonderful husband, Andrew, have had such resonance with the themes that this eclipse season is bringing. And then we'll move into some action steps and considerations for you. So just in general, right now we're in a full moon eclipse season. Specifically, the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra is happening on March 25th. And if I've already lost you with all the astrology talk, stick with me, because we're going to blend some practical tips in here. And I'm definitely not an astrology expert, but I do find something so soothing about the patterns and themes that these tools offer. So full moons are almost always about things coming to a peak, often about endings and beginnings, very often about a conclusion of things. And full moon eclipses are like that times 20. There's a lot of uncomfortable change that tends to pop up during these times. You know, when I was first learning kind of about the moon and the moon phases, which is something a lesson I really fell into after the passing of Kirk, my brother, because of maybe a story I'll go into on another time. Maybe we'll talk about navigating grief specifically on another podcast. But it was something I really connected with, and it was something that him and I really connected with. And the moon has been a continued tool to stay connected with my brother after his passing. And I very much like to balance the spiritual with the scientific and just really see like, what's the balancing point in between? I am designed to question things. It's in my human design to question things and to poke holes in things and to get really curious with it and to really see both sides, and as a projector designed to see a big picture zoomed out view and just really get to know how a system operates. And so if you're a projector, even that in itself of just noticing like, what system do I want to zoom out on and kind of zoom out to zoom in to really learn how the process optimizes itself. Anyways, I digress. One of the things that I read when I was studying kind of the all angles of the moon phases is I read the statistics of people who are admitted into the hospital during full moons, and that so many doctors, nurses, professionals were just like, it's one of the unexplainable things, but it is heightened. There is this energy of this heightened energy, this heightened way of navigating life during a full moon, and an eclipse kind of like 10x is that. So I have a couple of resources here in front of me. One of my favorite card decks is Moonology by Yasmin Boland. And I will, like I said, link that in the show notes with all of the resources. And I have the guidebook that goes with this beautiful card deck. And I have it opened up to the page about full moon eclipses. And I want to just read a few sentences from this to you. It says, what you're experiencing now is what your soul signed up for, a way for you to learn and a way for your soul to evolve. So allow events to unfold and be easy on yourself. If you're letting go of someone or something, know that it is the right time, as hard as it might be. Forgiving someone for what they did could be the key to resolving a situation in a positive way. It doesn't make right what they did, but it releases it so that you can move on. And so this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, right? You're learning lessons that your soul signed up for. And so if you are feeling like you're having old patterns pop up right now, I know it can feel uncomfortable to lean into that. And also, what if that was the solution, to lean all the way in, to notice, why are these patterns back? Is there an element that I didn't fully clear? What am I really feeling about it all? And how is that maybe even different than the first time this pattern popped up? Now, the next thing I want to read is something that Mandy sent over after our conversation. And this is from the Rising Woman Instagram, another great tool if you are curious about leaning into a little more of the moon phases, the energy of the cosmos. I find them to be a really great tangible resource on Instagram. I will link up this post in the show notes. These are direct words from their post, not my words, but these are words that landed so deeply with me that I want to give voice to them. So Rising Woman says, this axis, meaning the full moon lunar eclipse that we're in Libra, is all about integrating the self with others, the need for independence and codependence, and ultimately about how to create beautiful harmony and interdependence in relationships with others. The call of this axis is to integrate the two sides of us, the one who wants to be free and independent, and the one who wants to merge with others and come into balance with both. On a personal level, this eclipse will stir up emotions connected to past events and old relationship patterns we are ready to release. As with any eclipse, we can expect big endings and big beginnings. So I'm going to stop there. There's a little more in the post. Like I said, I'll link it up in the show notes. But those words have landed so deeply with me and so many that I've shared with. And I'm curious how they land with you. Just notice your body right now. Notice if at any moment in that reading, you maybe sat up a little straighter, something was sparked, a little light bulb went out or on, either one could be happening in your internal world. But just notice, how did it land in your body? Does it feel true that there are relationship patterns coming up right now? And I would encourage you to grab your journal after this episode and consider what patterns are arising to the surface right now that you feel like are maybe ready to come to a close. And as they do come to a close, what new patterns do you welcome in that are in alignment with your highest self? I will put that journal prompt in itself in the show notes below as well as one of the resources. But I really encourage you to head to your journal with that question and just notice what comes up. Just let yourself free write a little bit. And if you're even curious of like, what does pattern even mean? Like, what does it mean to notice a pattern happening in your life? Just consider, are there points of tension that come up often? Are there fights that I find myself frequently in? Arguments, disagreements, conflicts that are coming up with your romantic partner, maybe even within family dynamics? Are there certain fights that have been kind of playing on repeat that seem like they source from the same spot? Are there internal conflicts that you feel like have been coming up on repeat and you're like, why is this still here? Or why is this back? And you find yourself kind of questioning it for whatever reason. So that's how you can kind of zoom in and consider what's a pattern. And when you consider what new patterns to welcome in for your quote, like I said, highest self, what you're really considering is, how do I want to show up in the future? If this pattern were to pop up again, which it might, it's like, I remember I was having a coaching session at the beginning of last year, and I was really in a space of resistance maybe with my coach. And I was like, I don't want this pattern to come up again. I want it to be done. And the thing is, if you're here, you're listening to this podcast, you've probably chosen a path of growth. And that path of growth will be ongoing. What is the finish line? The finish line is the end of our days. And are we really ready to rush to that? And so there will be ongoing patterns of growth. I don't think that means that everything will always continue to pop up. There are certainly patterns that I've closed and healed that I haven't seen back again. Who knows? They may come back up in a few years. And patterns that I really do truly feel like done with that. And if I were to meet any of these patterns again, how would I want to respond to them? How would I want to welcome them in? When I consider my highest self, which is basically your most aligned self, which is essentially just the way you would love to see yourself showing up, how would they meet this pattern? How would they navigate it? And if you do have, quote, big feels, end quote, the big feels coming up, you've got big emotions arising to the surface, if it feels safe to do so, I encourage you to lean in, to feel them. So often the clients that I work with, the beautiful people that come into my spaces, have learned to numb their feelings. And we can do this so many ways. We can do this by painting a smile on. We can do this with the fine game. Everything's fine. We can do this with getting into a scroll or a Netflix binge or filling the void with something like ice cream. This doesn't mean any of these things are bad. None of these things are innately bad. We notice when we do them to fill something else up, when we use these things to replace something that we actually desire. And so I encourage you, if you feel safe to do so, to lean into them and to hear them. One of my favorite exercises is, if my insert emotion could talk, what would it say? If my anger could talk, what would it say? If my anxiety could talk, what would it say? If my sadness could talk, what would it say? This can allow you to really start to feel the emotion. And when we feel and move with, instead of fight against, push against the current, that's generally when the solution we're actually looking for comes through. So, my friend, as we come to a close with this episode, I thank you so much for spending time with me. And I thank you so much for honoring the big things that might be coming up in your world right now. I would love to hear from you. As I said, one of the greatest gifts, I said in the beginning, one of the greatest gifts and one of the greatest spaces of magic is vulnerability, is finding connection points, is knowing that we're not alone in these weird things that we navigate as humans. We are not alone. And so I invite you to send me a little note. It can be on Instagram at Megan Siemens, or it can be an email. I'm info@MeganSiemens.com. Send me a little note if you're really resonating with these current patterns that are coming up. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to just hold space for you. If you're like, hey, I'm actually really navigating this big thing in my relationship, and I don't actually need anything but to give it voice, I would love to offer you and invite you into that space. And if all you need is to give it voice, go ahead and let me know. If you are looking for advice back, let me know. I'm opening this space for you, and I would love to hear from you, and I would love to continue the healing energy in the collective starts with giving voice on an individual level. And so I'd love to hear from you. I'm sending you so much love. I'm sending you so much magic, no matter what chapter you're in. I hope that you find nourishment in the steps that I've given you today, the practical tips that you can take and put into action. And with that, we'll close the episode. I'll see you in our next episode. And you know, I never want a season to rush past or rush through, but here's to hoping that our next season together in the cosmos and the collective is more of a smooth wave, is more of a smooth current. We welcome in all the contrasts and all the feels, but I've definitely felt some bumpy rides myself and with the people I've been chatting with as well. So sending you so much love, wishing you so much peace in whatever you're navigating, and I'll see you next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to get unstuck and on with a joyful life, you're ready to be magnetically you in life, relationships, business, and everything in between, I invite you to apply for coaching together. It all starts with a clarity call. If you thought this was magic, get ready to blow your mind through your own possibilities. Apply for coaching at megansiemens.com/coaching.